Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined now by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet and our pole sitter for this weekend's race. Kyle, back-to-back poles for you. Talk us through your lap out there.
Yeah, it was a really good second lap there, or, you know, the final round. I thought I ran a really good lap. So I figured I would have ran you in the 75-second bracket. I just didn't know kind of how quickly. So when I saw the 75-70 pop up on my dash, I knew that'd be a good lap, but I didn't know if it was the pole or not. But you know, once I knew I was ahead of the 78, I figured, you know, the 47 would probably be the only one that could beat me. And I'm not sure where he messed up his lap, but you know, he wasn't able to get the pole. So cool to do it. You know, we picked up a lot of time from the first round into the second round. So you know, the car had a good balance the first round, so I don't know what they adjusted, if anything, but it was good for the second round. I was just able to attack the, you know, braking zones a little bit more, rush the throttle a little bit quicker on the exits, and yeah, it paid off. So felt like I ran a fairly smooth lap, and happy to get the pole.
Open it up for questions. We'll start with Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Why do you think that you're good on road courses? I mean, I don't understand what about your skills could possibly translate from your background to this. Is it like adaptability and quick learning? Like, can you explain that?
I think you can look at like Jeff Gordon, who's obviously really good here, Tony Stewart, Casey Kane, and all of our backgrounds of racing sprint cars and stuff. And then I don't think you'd be that surprised, for me being that fast here, I guess. But there's just something about sprint cars. You know, I think, you know, the way that you know, the suspension works and the car moves around a lot more. I think, you know, in this, even though it's not doing the same thing, you can still feel the car a little bit easier, and you know, feel the suspension load and tire load, and use that to your advantage, I guess, a little bit. And maybe it's just makes us more comfortable. So even though I don't think we, or even though I know we didn't grow up doing this stuff, just I think the way that the suspension feels is more similar to a sprint car than, you know, a cup car on oval, where we're just, you know, stuck solid to the track, and you don't really feel any roll in the car.
Like when you're going through a corner, getting started.
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, like when you, you know, say you exit a corner and you get on the gas and like you feel the car kind of rock back, like that feels similar to dirt stuff, you know, when you know a wing sprint car, you know, go in the corner and you load in and you just fall on the left side or something. You know, you just feel the car a little bit better, and you're comfortable, I think, with the amount of travel that the car has.
Next we'll come up front to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Last year you started on the pole, led some laps, but not the greatest finish. Did you leave here feeling good about this place, and do you carry, I want to say, momentum from a year ago, but did you learn enough from having a good fast car a year ago to win tomorrow?
I mean, no, I guess, because, you know, we were really fast in qualifying last year, obviously, with the pole, and then, man, we were terrible in the race, so I don't really know what to expect for tomorrow, but I feel like the balance of our car yesterday in practice was a lot better than what it was in the race last year. In the race last year, I mean, I couldn't even turn. Like, I would be off the gas, turn the wheel, and I would just drive straight off the track. I had no grip. Where I felt like in practice yesterday, our car actually had a better balance on it. It was more similar between each corner around this place, where last year I didn't really have much of a balance in race trim. So I don't think, you know, we have winning speed tomorrow, but neither did Tony Stewart the year that he won, and I'm sure there's other years where people won that they didn't have winning speed but were able to get the job done. So I think as long as we can keep ourselves in position tomorrow, you know, catch some breaks, I think we'll have a good shot.
Gentleman in the front.
Hi, Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle. Kyle, it's supposed to be cooler tomorrow. How do you think that's going to affect the conditions and your chances specifically?
Yeah, I don't know. This place eats up tires, so I don't really feel like the temperature. You're gonna have a handful regardless, whether it's 40 degrees or 100 degrees. I was surprised today isn't very hot at all. You know, I think all week you kind of look at the weather forecast, and you know, I thought it was going to be scorching hot, but it feels great outside. So I think for, you know, I'm from California, but I've spent enough time in the South that 100 degrees here is not a big deal. 80 degrees there is a lot hotter than 100 degrees here. So, yeah, I don't think I think your race out here in the dry weather is good for us. Temperature doesn't really ever bother me.
Second row.
Donna Beth Wildman, Venetia Herald, Martinez News Gazette. Kale Yarborough picked Jeff Gordon out of a crowd early on and said, watch that boy, he's going to be good. Jeff Gordon said something very similar to you. In fact, just recently he compared you to Kale Yarborough's driving. What do you think about that? What do you think are the similarities? And do you think you're carrying on in a good tradition?
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool to have, you know, Jeff Gordon compare me to him. I mean, I've honestly never seen any races of Kale. So I don't really know how my driving style or whatever, you know, is similar to his or whatnot. But anytime you can get compared to anybody who's, you know, legend or in the Hall of Fame or whatever, you know, it's special and it means a lot to me. So, yeah, I'm thankful anytime I get compared to anybody who's good.
Hi, Kyle. Peter Fournier with the Press Democrat. Just want to get your thoughts on the first round of qualifying and the track conditions with the Speedy Dry.
Yeah, I think we were all, or at least I was a little concerned with all the Speedy Dry over there. Even if it doesn't affect the grip, it's still in your head and you can see it, and it affects you. So, you know, I wouldn't say I tiptoed through there, but I was a little more cautious the first round through all the Speedy Dry and through the S's and stuff. But then, you know, once you get through there after the first round, it seems fine. You can kind of just forget about it the second round, and I think that's what it did.
Do we have any questions upstairs?
No questions upstairs.
Any further question? All right. Thank you.